Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chana Meir Katz, and today we'll be learning the 91st parak of Tehillim Yoshev B'Seter Elyon. This parak builds off the theme of the last parak that we did yesterday, Parak Tzadi. If you remember, it explored humanity's struggle to connect with an infinite God within the confines of a fleeting lifespan. And at the end of the parak, we dove in for the wisdom to utilize our limited time, and in this parak, we now receive the guidance on how to connect to Hashem through having bitachon, which is trust in God. So in order to unpack this parak properly, we're going to approach it through two methods. First, we're going to go line by line and understand what each line is saying, and then we're going to step back and look at the overarching theme, because the way this parak is written is unusual. It's first person, second person, third person. It's a little tricky trying to understand who is having a conversation with who in this parak. This is a very popular parak in our tefillot. It's part of the bedtime Shema. We say it on Shabbat morning as part of Shacharit. We say it on Motzei Shabbos after Shemona Esrei. We say it at funerals. Basically, anytime there's some form of transition, we will say this parak of Tehillim. We're going to carry on with our opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this parak of Tehillim. The opening line says, Yoshev B'Seter Elyon, he who dwells on high. We're not yet sure who this he is. You could interpret it in two ways. It could either mean Hashem, who I trust in, whose Shechina dwells on high, or you could take it in context with the next part of the verse. It says, Yoshev B'Seter Elyon, he who dwells on high, B'Tzel Shakai Yislanon, who is resting in the shadow of Hashem. So this could mean Moshe Rabbeinu, who went up to heaven, saw what no other human being saw, and Hashem protected him from the forces that came to attack him, that he achieved such a high level of spirituality, and Hashem was hiding him under his shadow. So it could be referring to that. Either way, once we have this introduction, it's either the person who's instructing us how to have bitachon, or it's Hashem himself, and he carries on. Verse 2. Omer la Hashem, he says of Hashem, Machsi umtsudasi, you're my refuge and my shelter. Elokai eftach bo, this is my God, and I will turn to him. So I want you to note, it's all in third person. I have a God. I believe in him. He is my refuge and my shelter. But this person is not talking to God. That's important to understand. Then he carries on in the next few psukim from 3 to 8. And he's delineating the type of trust that he has in God. What does Hashem protect him from? Ki hu yatzilcha mipach yakush midever havot. He will save you from animal traps and from destructive plagues. So the word pach is used in Kohelet to describe birds and fish that are roaming free and suddenly they're caught in a trap. And that's very symbolic of us in life, where we're busy enjoying ourselves, minding our business, and suddenly something happens that totally turns our lives upside down. The plague, hava, this is talking about Hashem protecting us from sudden life catastrophes and illnesses that you can't really do anything about. You can live the best life, eat healthy, exercise regularly, but when a plague is at loose, right, you are just as vulnerable as anybody else. And it's important to point out that we have a mitzvah, ushmartem ma'od et nafshatechem. You have to guard your soul. You have to do whatever it takes to live a healthy, normal life. You can't take risks. You can't be irresponsible. But you also have to be aware that even with taking exquisite care of yourself, we're still vulnerable to life's catastrophes. And we carry on. With his pinion, he will cover you. Beneath his wing, you'll be protected. The pinion is more of like the bony part of the arm. The feather is the more decorative part. Tzino v'sochera amita. With a shield and his armor, his truth will be. I want to point out in this pasuk, the first word is be'evrato. The last one is amito. The gematria, the numerical value of the word evrato, is 611, which is the same gematria, the same numerical value as Torah. And Torah is known as Hashem's truth. So the pasuk can be read with the Torah, Hashem will protect us and he will surround us in the armor of the Torah, which means when we study Torah diligently, this protects us. Then we carry on. L'siru mipachad laila mecheti uframam. You don't need to be afraid of the fears of the night, nor the arrows of the day. So this represents two types of dangers and fears. At night, we're imagining all the dangers that are out there. We're nervous and scared. We can't see. We're picturing all the different possible things lurking outside there. In the day, we feel more confident and we walk around as if everything is safe. Meanwhile, there are arrows, there are missiles, there are all sorts of things that could attack us, but we're unaware. So the dangers are there, whether we are aware of them or whether we are not aware of them, and whether they're imaginary like terrors of the night or they're very concrete like arrows in the day. And Hashem protects us against all of these things. Midever ba'ofal yahaloch, Miketef from plagues that are in the fog when it's cold. Miketef Yishud Tzaraim and diseases that come from the heat, like at noon. So first of all, it's talking to us about different diseases from extreme weathers, but it's also hinting towards the Yetzer Hara. He cools our desire and our enthusiasm for learning Torah and doing mitzvah. So that is plagues of the cold. And then he heats our Yetzer Hara to do things we're not supposed to do. So that is the sickness of the heat. Yipol misikra elef, 1,000 will fall on your left side. It's your weaker side because you only have one mitzvah with your left side, and that is tefillin. Urvava miminecha, and 1,000,000 will fall on your right side because we do much more mitzvot on our right side. Elecha lo yigosh, they won't touch you. So either all these destructive enemies won't touch you, or it could be the security forces who you've hired won't approach you for payment because Hashem is the one who sent them, or the angel of death will not threaten you. Rak ba'enecha tabit, you'll just peer out with your eyes, v'shilumet resha'im tireh, and you'll see the payback of our enemies. So just to sum up, this person has a lower level of bitachon, trusting God. He talks of God, he doesn't talk to God. He says he knows God is there and God is his shelter. And then it lists all the possible catastrophes that are out there that you cannot do anything about. There's nothing you can do proactively to save yourself. You just have to hide under the wings of Hashem and Hashem will help you. Now we're going to talk about a higher level of emunah. Ki ata Hashem machsi. This is now verse 9. You, Hashem, are my shelter. The person is talking to Hashem. He now has a higher level and connection that he feels he can talk to Hashem personally. Elyon samta ma'onecha. So even though your abode is up high, you dwell up high. Again, this is the same word we see Elyon at the beginning, Yoshev Beseter Elyon. And now we see it again here. Your abode is up on high, but I still feel connected and sheltered by you. And again, ma'on, shelter, reminds us of our perek from yesterday. Hashem ma'ona tahayita, right? We're bringing that in. So you see how that first parak from yesterday is going to be referenced throughout the 11 prakim. And then we carry on. If you have this direct connection with Hashem, that you feel that you're so close to him, then in Psukim 10 to 13, we have an even better level of protection. And let's see what that looks like. Lo tona alecha ra'a, no evil will befall you. V'nega lo yikrav ba'alecha, and no disease will attack your tent. This also means that you'll have shalom bayit in your house because we can all have challenging circumstances in life. But if we have peace at home, it gives us strength to handle all of that. Ki malachav yitzav alach lishmorcha b'chol drechecha. Hashem will command his angels to guard you in all your ways. This could either mean in all your ways, like literally where you're going, but it could also mean your path that you choose. If we choose to study Torah, if we choose to do mitzvahs, if we choose to be involved in acts of kindness, God will send us angels to be successful and help us learn well and daven with kavana and be successful in the acts of kindness that we want to do. Al kapayim yisa'uncha, these angels that Hashem will send, will carry you in the palms of their hand. Pentigof ba'evan raglacha, in case your feet should trip on a stone. Now you have to ask yourself, if Hashem is going to the trouble of sending angels to protect you, surely it's a little bit more energy efficient to just take the stone out of the road than to pick a person up. So here we learn something very interesting. In life, there will be stones in the road which are representative of challenges. And you know, we need these challenges in our life. That's what gives us grit and resilience. This is what helps us to develop compassion. We need challenges. So instead of taking away the challenge, Hashem sends us angels, whether metaphorical or physical or people in our lives. But Hashem will always send us help to overcome the challenges so that we successfully conquer them instead of them conquering us. And then we carry on. You'll step on lions and snakes. Tirmos kafir v'sanin, and you'll trample on young lions and serpents. I've seen a few translations for tanin. Some call it serpents, some call it crocodiles, but here you are actively going out and you can engage in the dangers of the world. Also, if we just remember that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this, in the desert, the clouds of glory went before the Jews and flattened the way for them in the desert, getting rid of all the snakes and scorpions and any dangerous animals. So Moshe is referencing this miracle that Hashem personally helps protect us in addition to the angels that he sends us. So our first verse we started off was a lower level of bitachon, and then we spoke about how all these terrible things are out there that you can't possibly protect yourself for, but Hashem will help you. Then we spoke of a higher level where the person actually has a relationship with Hashem and addresses Hashem personally. And then we see the level of bitachon, the level of trust that he has, is such that he can actively engage in the world and Hashem will protect him. And this is very interesting because it references a Gemara where it discusses four different kings who each called out to Hashem for help, but each one with a different level of faith. The first was David HaMelech, who said, I will pursue my enemies and overtake them, and I won't return until they're destroyed. And Hashem helped him. The next king, who has a lower level of emuna, was King Asa, who faced a huge army. This is in Divrei HaYamim, and he davened to Hashem, and he said, to you, God, it's the same. If they're many or they're few, please help me. And Hashem helped him. The next one, Yehoshaphat, said, I don't have strength to fight. I just have strength to sing. So we will sing. Can you please conquer the enemy? And Hashem helped him. Chizkiyahu said, I'm going to go to sleep. He was surrounded by the Assyrian army led by Sancheriv. And he said to Hashem, I'm going to sleep. And in his sleep, Hashem miraculously defeated the Assyrian army. When Chizkiyah woke up, they had all been destroyed. So you would think the highest level of Emunah is Chizkiyahu. He's like the first part of our Pasuk. He's just sleeping under Hashem's wing and totally protective. But actually, we see that David has the highest level of Emunah. To be able to go out into the world and conquer your enemies and be successful at your business and appreciate that everything you do is actually from Hashem and not because of you, you're just doing the motions, that is the highest level of all. Meaning you engage in the world, but Hashem is the one pulling the strings. And that is the difference between the two levels of Emunah that are discussed in this parak. The second half is more proactive. You're fighting your enemies, you're trampling on snakes, you're killing lions, and you're successfully overcoming all your challenges. But you know that your success is purely from Hashem. And then the last three psukim of this parak is Hashem affirming that he will protect the Baal Bitachon. And he says, Ki vi chashak va'af al tehu, because he's devoted to me, I will deliver him. Asagbeo ki yodashmi, I will keep him safe, for he knows my name. Yikra'eni ve'e'enehu. When he calls on me, I'll answer him. Imo anochi b'tzara, I'll be with him in distress. That's why, by the way, when Moshe was approached the burning bush and spoke to Hashem for the first time, Hashem appeared to him in a bush of thorns, to show that when the Jewish people are in pain, Hashem feels it too. Achal tsehu va'achabdehu. I'll rescue him and he'll be honored. Orech yamim asbiehu va'areu bishuasi. I will let him live to a ripe old age and show him my salvation. Why does Hashem say my salvation? It should be his salvation. The person was in a difficult situation and he's being saved. But remember, we said before, where God feels our pain, imo anochi b'tzara. Since Hashem feels our pain, it's also Hashem's salvation. Now, how do we understand this parak of who's speaking to who? So one way to understand it is a dramatic representation of a lesson of emunah between a teacher and a student, right? So the heading of the lesson is Yoshev Beseter Elyon, right? You want to know about Hashem. So the student starts off very confidently and a little bit naively saying, yeah, I believe in Hashem. He's out there. But again, in second person. Omar la Hashem, I say of Hashem. So then the teacher wants him to understand, don't be so cavalier about faith. It's a really scary world out there. There are plagues and there are missiles and there are fears in the night and they think you can't possibly protect yourself. But don't worry, you'll hide under Hashem's wing and you'll be safe. When the student has such an appreciation of all the dangers that are out there in the world and how Hashem will protect him, he now has a higher, more sophisticated level of emunah. And he says, Ki ata Hashem machsi. Now he's talking to Hashem and he realizes he needs Hashem in his life. So then the teacher says, oh, you're ready for the second level of emunah. Now you can have from Sukkim 9 to 13, the higher level of protection. You'll go out there, you'll conquer things, you'll be successful, but the malachim will carry you and you won't even trip over a stone. And the last three lines, once the teacher has explained the two different levels of emunah, Hashem now joins the lesson and affirms the words of the teacher. For the first part, he is affirming the first section of our parak, where he was talking about Hashem and had lower level of emunah. He gets this affirmation from Hashem, Ki vi chashak va'af al tehu, asagbeo ki yadashmi. Because he's devoted to me, I will deliver him. I'll keep him safe because he knows my name. But then the second one, where the student starts talking directly to Hashem, and then his teacher tells him about this higher level of protection, Hashem replies, Yikra'eni ve'enehu. He called out to me, so I answered him. And I'll be right there with him in his suffering. I'll rescue him and I will honor him. And not only that, he adds the last bit that the teacher can't possibly know. Arach Yomi Masbio Varobi Shiosi. Not only will I protect him, but he will have long life, where long life really counts in Olam Haba, in the merit of his trust in God. Thank you for studying Le'ilu Nishmat, Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shoreita Pleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren Yitzhak and Bobby Lehman Siegel. Thank you for studying Le'ilu Nishmat, Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shoreita Pleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzhak and Bobby Lehman Siegel.